of you have ever taken on more than you should. I did. Once. It was the December of 1995. I had finished my education degree, and assuming it might take a period of time to land a teaching job, I had accepted summer employment for the summer following. It was leading and training three camp teams out of Alberta Bible College in Calgary to travel throughout Western Canada and Northern United States doing camps and VBSs for 8 weeks. I would train all three teams, and then I would lead and travel with one team in July and August. No problem. I'd been a member of a team once, and I'd led teams twice. This was the first time three teams were going to go out. No problem. This was okay. First time that I was now in Grand Prairie, and the teams were based in Calgary. Again, no problem. I could do this. Then I landed a teaching job, my first one ever. It started February, and I'd be teaching grade 10 social studies all day, every day, without a prep. I should have stepped down from my camp leadership, but I didn't. First year teaching was a great deal of work. I worked every evening till late, I worked most of my weekend, and then I'd start over again. During spring break, I arranged for all the teams to come join me so I could lead a training session. After I finished my first, first semester of teaching, I don't even think I had a week before I needed to be in Calgary to go out to our first camp. I was exhausted, I was overwhelmed, and I started to make mistakes. One of them was particularly memorable to me. I locked the van keys that we traveled in the van. We were far from where we were staying. I think it was a 30-minute drive back to get the other set, and then 30 minutes to go pick up the van, and then, of course, 30 minutes back home. We were a team of five, and the vehicle that was able to carry us back held four. It was a hatchback. I was embarrassed, I was angry at myself, and I was ashamed. I wanted to punish myself, and I wanted to make it right. I was putting people out, I was straining an already tired team, and just failing to measure up, and I felt horrible. So I felt like I should go on the hatchback. It was my failure, and this way I could pay for my mistake. I am not now, nor have I ever been, a slight woman. I was heavier then by maybe 20 pounds. One of my team members, a fit, smaller stature friend of mine, argued he could fit fine. It was no problem. I insisted that I would go on the hatchback, leaving our team members and our driver in the difficult position of reminding me that perhaps my size suggested that I shouldn't ride in the back, or leaving me to my self-induced punishment. They let me ride in the trunk. I tell you this story because it reminds me of the prodigal son. He messed up. He made horrible choices. He hurt those he loved bad. Even as he was headed home, he was scheming how he could make it right. I could work for my keep. I'm not a freeloader. I can pay my debt. I can work this off. I'll be a hired hand. I'll work in the field. I'll work twice as hard, and I won't take breaks. Sometimes when we come to God, we scheme. We think, I've messed up. I mean, I've really messed up. So much more than locking keys in a van and putting people out. I mean, I can't even say how bad I've messed up. We think, I can make it right, God. I can go to church every Sunday. I can serve in Sunday school. I can do devotions. I can pray lots. God loves orphans. I could give to an orphan. The communion table reminds us that we come to Jesus as sons and daughters of the King. Yes, we have sinned. Yes, we have hurt those we love. We have wronged God. We have broken laws. We have crossed lines, failed to measure up big. This table tells you don't come to God to pay it back, work it off, make it right. You come to the communion table to celebrate that Jesus paid it all. He did the salvation work. He made it right. You come to be received into a Father's welcoming arms. You come to join a family that's debt-free and rolling in love. Not because you work hard and you earn it, but because Jesus did, and he's offering it to you. So as you drink the juice, it reminds you of Jesus' blood spilled for you. bread remind you of Jesus' body broken for you, I want you to remember that Jesus did it. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you so much for your gracious and compassionate nature, for your love, for your sacrifice, for your death for us to pay for our sins and the gift of your Spirit to live new life. God, as we come, God, I pray that your presence would flow through us and speak truth to our mind and expose lies. Help us to know we are loved and we are accepted and we are forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen.